Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head girls soccer coach Rob Mooney and Humboldt Wildcats head boys golf coach Scott Birdsell. Our first guest is Humboldt girls soccer coach Rob Mooney. The Humboldt girls soccer program enters the 2024 season after an 8-win and 9-loss season in 2023. I caught up with Mooney to discuss last season and the team for this year.
I thought last gained a lot of really good experience. You know, we were a majority of, you know, younger kids trying to play into new positions. And I thought a lot of our kids, nice job coming along last year. You know, we look forward to this year with a lot of experience and a lot of kids coming back who kind of hit the ground running this year.
Now you go into this 2024 season. What's been the message to the group as you get ready for this season coming off of last year?
One of the things that we really wanted to focus on is trying to do a really good job of communicating what we're doing with our teammates and making sure that we understand as a team what we're trying to accomplish and how we're trying to do that, I think. So we're kind of looking at a whole system of play that is fairly interchangeable, you know, understanding that the way we play, we might have defenders that push up into sometimes, or we might have midfielders that drop back behind our defenders, or just a sense of that all 11 players on the field are connected in important ways. And then we're also really focusing on trying to get better at passing the ball and get better at creating spaces to pass the ball to. So those have been kind of our big areas of emphasis so far.
And coach, as far as returners coming into this season from a year ago, who from that team is going to be returning on the pitch this year?
Our returners start with Reagan and Elsie in the middle of our midfield, who are all conference players. And then we also have Ella and Claire, who are our all conference defenders. Now, we have a lot of other experience from players around them defensively. Gracie Lyon is back. She was a freshman last year. This year, she'll be a sophomore playing as a defender for us. And then along with defenders, we have Aranza Gonzalez and Adeline Vincent, who will help us. Aranza was also a freshman last year. Now she's a sophomore. So we're looking for big things out of more there to, you know, kind of expand their play a little bit. And then Adeline Vincent has been doing a really nice job playing defense with the other kids. In the midfield, Tyler Smith joins Elsie and Reagan in the midfield as a returning player and a returning starter, and has done a really good job for us. You know, I think we're teammates through the middle, and we can only do that if we have a bunch of kids that can really play hard. They cover a lot of ground and own a third of the field at a time. Can do a really good job with that. Ava McIntyre, Wilson, and Ashley Carvajal will be forwards for us, and they all played there last year, you know, in kind of varying degrees. So we're hoping to get all three of them through the season, the injuries, and, you know, and then if we can have all three of them, a big benefit for our team this year. We have some experience and some depth with Brianna Lang in the midfield. She's done a nice job of filling in years past for us in all the three different midfields. Mia Sanchez is a sophomore coming in, and, you know, we kind of look for big things for her as a midfielder as well. Elise Olson and Emmeline Peters will help us defensively. Brogan Lennonmeyer will help us in the midfield. And then goalkeep is Kara Ludolph and Lena Detman. So we're kind of trying to sort through all those kids and try to figure out, you know, who's going to play what, when, and how much. But feel pretty confident in all of them that they're going to come out and be able to help us compete.
Now, you touched on it a little bit with some of these newcomers. What have you seen from the new additions to the high school level for your program coming into this year?
Well, anytime you're looking at freshmen playing with some of the older kids, one of the first things that you're hoping to see is some maturity. And I think all of the younger kids that either played some JV for us last year or just coming straight in as ninth graders clearly show that. Like they come in having gained some experience JV last year, you know, kind of understand the team concept that we're trying to play within, and certainly want to come out and compete and want to come out and, you know, play with some of these older kids and play with and learn from. So it's exciting when you get that mix, and it's always interesting to see which kids step forward when they have the chance. So we're, you know, kind of at that exciting point of the season where you don't know how things are going to exactly shake out. You've got an idea, but until they do, they don't, you know. And so as the kids practice and go through, you know, stuff, it's always interesting to see who steps forward and who really wants to get it done and then who it's going to take a little bit more time with. You know, we're just excited to kind of get playing at this point, to be honest.
Coach, you've been through a couple weeks of practice here as you get ready for the season opener next week. How has practice in your eyes progressed for this group in 2024 so far?
Well, it started great because it was 60 to 70 degrees every day for the first week or so, and it was nice. Unfortunately, the weather hasn't overly cooperative with us the last couple of days here, so we've been stuck inside the gym. That's always a little bit tough in terms of being real soccer, but I think we did a pretty good job of getting outside and trying to make sure that kids understand what games are going to look like and feel like, especially for the younger kids or the JV kids who haven't seen a lot or at least seen varsity level soccer. So, you know, our kids have done a great job of being ready to either play outside or play inside. And we've done this before, so we know how to prepare if all we have to do is, or if all we can do is play inside. We walk through things and simulate things as best we can. And so that way we're as prepared as we can for our first game. But I think practices have been going well. We've got great numbers. We've got like 36 kids out. We've got a lot of kids out wanting to play soccer. And so, you know, we're hoping that we can get many JV games on our schedule as possible to get all these kids much experience on the field as they can, you know, and that's always a little hit or miss, especially at the beginning of the season, knowing who's going to have a JV team or not, but we certainly do. And so we're excited to try to get some of these kids out there and get them on the field.
As you take a look at just the entirety of the conference coming into this season, how do you see this conference shaking out?
Well, I think every game is going to be pretty competitive. You know, Garner has a really good goal scorer coming back, the leading scorer in the conference last year. So, you know, there'll be a little bit of a handful. And Iowa Falls won the conference last year, and, you know, they graduated some kids. I thought we competed with both of those teams really well in one goal games. I think there's chances out there for us. You know, Clear Lake is always tough and generally has some pretty good athletes as well. So I think all of those teams are going to be competitive. Belmont Clemmy did a nice job of coming along last year. So I think the conference is going to, you know, in terms of who can get going and who can kind of up literally on everybody else in the conference.
And finally, Coach, speaking of Iowa Falls, who you just mentioned, that's who you open up against at home. Your thoughts about opening up the season against the defending conference champs?
You know, you might as well get yourself ready to play against the best comp play right away. You know, I think, to be honest, to have Iowa Falls and Mason City back-to-back on the first two dates are going to be tough. But, you know, that sets the learning curve pretty high for us. But, you know, that at the same time, you know, we want to get out and we want to compete. And, you know, we want to compete against anybody that's on our schedule. And, you know, I thought last year we had two really good games against Iowa Falls. And Mason City is generally one of the better teams that we play on our schedule every year. So it'll be a tough test. But, you know, it's time to start testing ourselves and see where we're at. And so, you know, when you get into the games, you can start fixing some of the things that you're not doing great sometimes. And sometimes those things don't show up until you actually play a game, you know, versus in practice. So start fixing whatever we got to fix on the things that we're doing well.
Well, Coach, appreciate you taking some time here to chat with us about the upcoming season and wish you best of luck against Iowa Falls Alden coming up on Monday.
All right. That sounds great. Thank you.
Our next guest is Humboldt Boys Golf Coach Scott Birdsall. Birdsall and I discussed last season and the upcoming year for the program.
Good golf season last year. We won the North Central Conference Duel Championship. We didn't lose a duel meet during the season. Then we played our conference tournament up in Spring Valley. We got third team-wise, which was a little disappointing. We were three strokes from Clear Lake, who got first. But a good thing that came out of there, Jaden Gargano was the individual medalist for the conference. So he won an individual conference championship. I believe he shot one under par, 71, which is a really good round. We had a good conference season. We got third at the sectional up at Spencer, and with the home team advancing, they take three teams, so we got to go to the districts. We played the district tournament up at Landsmere Golf Club up in Orange City. Once again, Orange City, they won the state championship last year in 3A, so the next two teams could advance to the state tournament, and we were unfortunate. We had a bad front nine, and then we played really good on the back nine, and fell three strokes short. Had a real good season. We lost two golfers, Jaden and Ty Gargano, but most of our team is back from last year. So that's a good thing.
And as far as some of those returners, who are you looking to this year to fill those spots?
We got four letter winners back, and three of them are seniors, one's a junior. We've got Carson Slater, Carson Arndt, and Corey Detman are our senior returning letter winners. Junior Parker Slater, he earned a letter last year. We also have a freshman coming in, Cade Bertel. He's played a ton of golf and golf tournaments in the summer. And then Tyler Sirk, if you round out the varsity for our first meet up at Spencer. So we also have Katie Frieder. We've got Evan Hatcher. We've got some other people that are capable, but that's the six we're going to go with, start out the year and then see what those other guys shoot. But it's competitive, which I like. A lot of times we'd have three, four good golfers and there wouldn't be any competition, but now we've got seven, eight people that can play, and it's pretty competitive, which is nice to have.
And what have you seen from the newcomers this year so far?
Well, we got freshmen. We got about seven freshmen that are on the team this year. And the nice part about the freshmen that have come in, a lot of them have played quite a bit of golf. So they will work probably in, play some JV for us. The nice thing about it is they play a lot of golf in the off season during the summer. And that's what it takes. You can't just put your golf clubs away at the end of May and then just pick them up again next March and expect it to be really good or improve. So we've got people, we've got sophomores, juniors, they spend a lot of time at the golf course during the off season, and that's what it takes. So we've got a pretty good group coming back, and we've got some shown some potential, and they're going to step in and help us in the future.
I know we've had some wonky weather for practices, but have you been able to make it out to the course? Has the team been able to with the weather that we've seen here this spring?
Well, this has been a weird winter. We didn't have winter, 2 weeks of it basically. The golf course has been open for a long time, so it's kind of strange. The golf course was open before we started official practice, so that's something that almost never happens. So it's been kind of nice that we can send people hitting practice balls to the practice green. We have some kids out playing the course, which is kind of nice because we can split everybody up. We've got 24, I believe, out for golf this year, and we like to split them up so we keep everybody busy, everybody working on their golf game instead of having them all together and just standing around. Half of them are three-quarters of them standing around doing nothing. So it's been nice up until recently. I mean, the weather the last week and a half hasn't been too conducive for golf. But, this is spring in Iowa, so we come to expect this kind of weather being nice one day, and then the next day it's going to be not so nice. So it's spring in Iowa. It is what it is. We just have to adapt to the conditions that we're playing in.
And, Coach, have you had the chance to really gauge where the conference is going to pace out this year?
We've been looking at it, and I would say that the top two teams in regards to returning people from last year would be Clear Lake and Humboldt. There's some other teams. Iowa Falls has got some young kids that can play. Webster City, they got second in the duels last year, but they lost some players. Hampton lost some good players. So if you look at the conference, it's probably going to be, I would say, between Clear Lake and Humboldt.
And lastly, Coach, got your first meet of the year coming up on Monday up at Spencer. What has been the message to the golfers here as you get ready to go to start off the spring season?
We're focusing on the mental part of the game. A lot of it's our mental. We need to be more positive, not be so nervous. And I know that's easier said than done, but we've got to look at things more positively, and that's what we need to do. Spencer, it's great that we get to go up and play at Spencer to start the season. That's a nice 18-hole golf course. We'll only play nine on Monday. But then 2 weeks from Monday, we go up and we play in the Spencer Invitational. That's an 18-hole tournament, and there's 14 teams there. So it's a good measure to see how good we are, how good we can play with other teams, and teams that we don't, quite frankly, play a lot against. That's the nice thing about those tournaments. And then, possibility they don't till middle of April. Sectionals could – we've already played twice there before sectionals, and that's what I want to do. Hopefully we can get the sectionals there. Our guys like playing there. It's a nice golf course, and it's a great place to start out our season.
Coach, appreciate you taking some time to chat with us about the upcoming season, and want to wish you best of luck starting on Monday.
Well, thanks, Matt. We appreciate all your coverage, too. Thank you.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.